curfew. It's about parents taking responsibility for their children not being on the streets. It's only under 16, isn't it? Young people under 16.
They shouldn't be ones the curfew were applied to, is it?
Yes, apply to them because it's under 16s predominantly are the ones who are committing the vandalism and stuff like that because they're walking the streets at all hours of the night and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then that sort of impacts on police as well, you know, trying to do their policing. So it also makes parents responsible for those children, that their kids aren't walking the streets without an adult with them. It doesn't mean there can't be programs on the community that goes and a program goes until, say, 9 o'clock at night. That's fine. Kids can go to that. But they can't be just walking the streets unaccompanied. That's
well,
what it's all about.
I congratulate you on attempting these projects and working in with the government agencies on them. I hope they work out. It certainly seems as if that has to be the way forward.
Mm-hmm. Because one of the things we stated when we did the curfew, I said, listen, that when we had a public meeting, I said, the curfew is not for the kids, it's for the parents. You know, and that was pretty much well accepted. They said, yes, it's our responsibility. So, you know, they've taken hold of that. So, yes, you know, we're going to be responsible for this.
That's good. Just excuse me. Yes. Just, we've only got 5 minutes now before we break for lunch. If I can go back to the ICPCGs, and Greg Cruz, can you comment on that at all? Did you have an ICPCG up on Thursday Island?
When I first got there was one in place. We only ever had one meeting. Since that time, my liaison officer up there has approached me once he took up duty there and asked me whether or not I thought it was a good idea to get it up and running again. I must admit I didn't think it was, only because TI is a bit different to some of the other communities. But the trouble is, people can get meeting down. On TI, in the course of a week, every single person that would have been involved in the ICP PC would have been at 7 or 8 other meetings during that week with the same people involved. Now, it was just the nature of the place where it was, everyone knew everyone, on a social and work basis was always seeing each other. The nature of that place just didn't need another group. That was only my opinion. But
yes. As I must say, Shane, I've wondered about this in that I can see how in places like, say, Logan, down just south of Brisbane, and in areas like that where there are not the other formal structures, but the thought occurs to me that if you were to set one up at, say, Cherbourg, if you set one up there, you would end up having the people on that who are already on the justice group. You know, in other words, whether you're just repeating the same things.
Chair, I think the terms of reference for the ICPCGs are quite clear in that, obviously, I'll give you a case scenario. Bill Ivinson's in the room today, formerly with the Cultural Appreciation Unit, and trying to drive, and Lisa Watson. The ICPCGs we established on the Sunshine Coast, the community really didn't like the process. They felt as though they were informing the police about what took place in the communities. So we utilised the terms of reference or the model based on the ICPCG and then moved it into what we now refer to as the Sunshine Coast Indigenous Network Group. So it was really about black and white people coming and sitting down the table other than just talking about policing issues. And and Bill, if you're here somewhere, brother, Buffalo somewhere?
He was here earlier.
And he was. I'll be ringing up his boss in a minute. Nah, he's only mucking around. But the thing is, for me, I really believe that the ICPCG groups are an excellent avenue to go in and look at policing communities. As I said and indicated before, there's only a small, very small percentage of issues that relate to policing. But the key is that within Cunnamulla, for instance, is there really are no meetings that take place that are localised in Cunnamulla. Everything is centralised in Charleville and vice versa. Everything's moved in Toowoomba on a southwest Queensland sort of model. But it's really about local issues, local solutions, not only with the police, because we see the police's role as not only policing activities, but their relationships and working with other stakeholders, and that may be local, state or Commonwealth departments, to addressing those underlying social issues.
Can I ask Andrew perhaps to comment on the, whether you see a role for ICPCGs in a place like Arakoon, or whether it's the things that would be done by it are already being done by other committees?
I think that they're already being done. Arakoon's like, it's not a thriving metropolis, you know, and most business can be done. And it's unusual. Business is actually done on the street, at somebody's house. It's not, you know, a central location, but I can't see the advantage of it being held in Arakoon.